The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at about this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, public data, things like weather forecasts, health statistics, and government research shapes our daily lives and informs major decisions. But much of this information is becoming harder to access or even disappearing altogether, which raises urgent questions about transparency, accountability, and public safety. To talk about this and more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Margaret Levenstein, research professor at the University of Michigan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Well, let's dive right into this. These are things that we're used to accessing all the time. This business I'm in, radio, you have to access weather forecasts, and we used to do it normally directly from the National Weather Service. What's happening to that information?
The federal government continues to produce lots and lots of data and continues to make it available to the American public. Lots of companies, for example, now get the data from the National Weather Service, and those companies produce it and share it with you. But increasingly, either because of funding cuts or just firings and layoffs, or because of policy decisions, there's less data available, and the data that exists are less accessible, sometimes not accessible at all. And perhaps in some ways, most concerningly, even the data that's being collected, I think people have more concerns about the objectivity and quality of the data because of both funding cuts and fears about direct political interference in the federal data collection. The U.S. federal statistical system has been for centuries, something that the whole world has admired. The collecting of the decennial census has been something that we've done throughout the history of our country and has really been the basis of how we know who we are as a country and how we make better decisions, political decisions and economic decisions and planning decisions at the local level. We've been really, really fortunate to have an incredibly dedicated federal statistical system and employees of the federal statistical system who make those data available to us. And it's a threat to the country and to its economic and survival and thriving to undermine the quality of that data and the accessibility of that data.
So is one example of that we've seen recently the jobless numbers?
So I think that's something that the jobs numbers that are produced by the Bureau of Labor Statistics are absolutely critical. Lots of businesses, lots of people rely on the jobs numbers and the inflation numbers that are produced by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That agency needs more resources and more support in order to produce high quality data. It also just needs administrative support and policy support, not interference. Clearly the firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because people didn't like the numbers that were being produced is exactly what we see in other countries where people don't trust the data that come from their own statistical agencies. And as a result, people aren't sure when you're trying to make decisions about whether it's getting a mortgage or where to invest your money or what bank to use. If you don't know what inflation is going to be, then it's really hard to make those decisions or to sign contracts. And we rely on that data, and we need to be able to rely on it.
We mentioned in the intro health statistics. How much of a threat is losing access to some of that data or having some of that data changed? What sort of threat is that?
So I think that's a very big concern. There's a lot of, we have great health data. The National Center for Health Statistics and other agencies from government produce a lot of great data, and we want to support them. There are data that the federal government either as part of the National Center for Health Statistics or other data that that the federal government funds the collection of, that we're collecting data about gender, about sexuality and sexual identity, which are particularly important for certain kinds of health issues. And those data have been changed or obscured in data releases that have been made and in ways that are completely not transparent. So you can't even tell that the data have been changed. That undermines our ability to address important health concerns. We see the decision not to collect information about gender, gender identity, sexuality in data collections on, you know, on HIV. And it doesn't make any, you know, you're trying to figure out how to make sure that people have access to the health care that they need. And we can't do that if we don't have the most information. We also have other health data that, again, the federal government has collected, but they fired everybody who provides access to the data. So there's nobody to approve anybody using access to the data. And that's one of those sort of tragic, comic situations, because the data are there and there's been no policy changes to say that you can't use the data. But because everybody who knows how to give anybody access to the data is gone, the agencies have just been floundering. And it's just it's an unnecessary and inefficient use of a waste of taxpayer money, where we've spent millions and millions of dollars collecting data that people can't use or can't trust. And that's just not a smart thing to do. It's not a good way to run a country or government.
How does the drive towards privatization figure into this?
So I think so privatization can mean different things in different contexts. I would say the government has for decades, for example, when they're calculating GDP, gross domestic product, the government relies on private data sources as well as public data collection in order and integrates those in to get a more complete, higher quality measure. So the government uses private data, and that's perfectly appropriate. Sometimes people think that we don't need the government to collect the data or produce statistics for us because the private sector can do that instead. I think that is often based on a misunderstanding of what the private sector does. Oftentimes, even private sector organizations that produce and sell data are relying very heavily on government data collection themselves, whether they are using government data directly, like getting data from the National Weather Service and repackaging it in a more user-friendly format, right? Or they're using it to figure out how their data, if you have data on San Francisco, you want to be able to compare it to the rest of the country, or you want to know who's missing from your data. Is your data representative of all of California or all of the United States? And you could only do that if you have data that is collected from nationally or representative samples. So private sector data often really depends very, very heavily on high quality public use data and publicly collected data. And so the idea that we're going to just rely on private data instead of having government statistics, I think is just a mistake. The other thing is that companies, when they're collecting data, they will often change how they're doing this. They keep competitive strategic reasons, they'll keep what they're doing with the data that's private commercial information, and they'll change it, just like the search algorithms that you use, they change over time. When we want from federal data, we actually want enormous transparency. We want to know how those data are created, and we want them to be consistent over time. You just don't have that kind of guarantee from private data collection. So they're just fundamentally a different interest that companies have when they're collecting data, and it can be very valuable, it can be very useful, but it can't ever replace federal data. And then finally, it's really important that people have confidence in and trust in where the data come from, and that they trust that it's objective. When companies put out data, particularly if it's a company that themselves is involved in the industry or involved in the particular sector, it's perfectly reasonable to expect that their commercial interests are going to be reflected in those data. We expect that the federal government produces scientifically, valid estimates, the best estimates, the best quality estimates that we can, that are fit for use for lots of different purposes by the public, by governments, and by businesses that make up the United States. And we need to have public data in order to have that kind of objectivity.
Talk about the threat to not just the data, but the means of collecting it. We've heard the stories about the Trump administration wanting to get rid of certain satellites in orbit that have provided information for years because they don't think it's needed anymore. But, who's to say?
Well, I think so. The satellite question is, which is one which has been for years collecting data for the National Weather Service and for NOAA and for both scientific and meteorological reasons, is actually one of these things where it emphasizes the importance of a little bit of humility when you're working things when you're intervening in an agency that has a really complex mission. NOAA is in the process, and just full disclosure, I'm on NOAA's data advisory working group. They're in the process of modernizing how they collect data, and they have a longer-term plan to replace those satellites with other more modern, better ways of collecting data. That's something which always happens. But you do that in a planned way. You actually always want older data collections to overlap with newer data collections so that you can see if the way that you're collecting data has changed the data in some way that you might not otherwise utilize unless you could compare the two methods of collection. So that's the first thing, is you actually always want overlap. And second is you never want a gap because people rely on that data. And when people come into an agency who don't have the deep knowledge that the people who work in those agencies have, and they just think, oh, we can just get rid of all this stuff because I don't know what it is, so therefore it must not be important, you actually end up breaking many things on which the American people and the American businesses and lots of local governments and people who are trying to make sure people don't get, washed away in floods or know when there's a hurricane coming, that people have that information. And respecting the people who've been doing this work for so many years is really critical to making good decisions about where we can save money and where we actually need to invest money to make our data collection and our public knowledge stronger and better.
Are we seeing threats to, say, the Freedom of Information Act, one way of getting information out of government that is sort of the last resort? Is that still working the way it used to?
So I actually don't know anything about that. I have not heard about any issues with the Freedom of Information Act. Again, that's one of those things where I think probably the biggest immediate impact to Freedom of Information Act requests is that when you fire everybody or large portions of people in an agency, that even if you submit a Freedom of Information Act request, there aren't going to be staff to answer it. And the people who might have had the information to know where the answers are won't even be there to answer the questions. I have not heard anything specific about that, but that would be where I would have the biggest concerns, is that there's just an enormous information loss when you have these kinds of rapid reductions in staffing. Actually, I was recently on a National Academies of Science panel report that we were talking about transparency and reproducibility in the federal statistical system. And one of the things we really emphasized was how important it was for federal statistical agencies to have the resources to write down and document everything they do. And that's partly for people outside the agencies to understand the data. But it's one of the things that we kept emphasizing was it's critical for the transmission of knowledge across generations as new people come in and join an agency. And there's so much knowledge that those federal workers have, and it actually required more investment to make sure that that knowledge was passed on as we get revitalize and refresh the federal statistical agencies and the federal workforce generally. And instead, we've now lost a lot of that information, and we've lost it permanently because those people have left the federal government altogether.
Dr. Levenstein, thank you very much. That's Dr. Margaret Levenstein, research professor at the University of Michigan. You can listen to the entire interview and past Ask an Expert on the Odyssey app. Download the app to your smartphone and favorite KCBS radio. The interviews are posted in the on-demand section, or you can utilize Rewind to listen back.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.